Second of Chronicles 23. In the seventh year, Jehoiada strengthened himself. This is the priest whose wife has just saved baby Joash from the crazy Athaliah who was killing all the king's family. So after 7 years, Jehoiada strengthened himself and took the captains of hundreds and made a covenant with them. And they went about in Judah and gathered the Levites out of all the cities of Judah, and they came to Jerusalem. All the assembly made a covenant with the king in the temple. He said to them, "Behold, the king's son shall reign, as Yahweh has spoken concerning the sons of David." So what he's doing, this priest, he's planning to make a revolution, to get rid of the wicked Athaliah, and to get the true son of David, who was 7-year-old Joash, as the king. But to set that up, he took a lot of risk, because he might have been betrayed by somebody to Athaliah, who would have killed him and found Joash and killed him. But God obviously blessed them. So this was their plan. He says, "A third part of you who come in on the Sabbath of the priests and Levites will be porters at the thresholds. A third part will be at the king's house, a third part at the gate of the foundation. All the people will be in the courts of Yahweh's house. But let no one come into the house of Yahweh except the priests and those who minister of the Levites. They shall come in, for they are holy. But all the people shall follow Yahweh's instructions. The Levites shall surround the king, every man with his weapons in his hand. Whoever comes into the house, let him be slain. Be with the king when he comes in and when he goes out." So the Levites and all Judah did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. They took every man his men, those who were to come in on the Sabbath with those who were to go out on the Sabbath. That's, they had these sort of shifts of working in the temple, and the shift was changing that Sabbath. But Jehoiada the priest didn't dismiss the shift, so there was going to be two, as it were, shifts of Levites around, all to provide help. Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds the spears and shields that had been King David's, which were in God's house. He set all the people, each man with his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left, along by the altar and the house surrounding the king. Then they brought out the king's son, this little boy who had been hiding for 7 years in a chamber in the temple, because Athaliah had wanted to kill him, because he was really the next king, should have been the next king, the direct descendant of David. So they brought out the king's son, this is Joash, and put the crown on him and gave him the testimony and made him king. Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, that is, they poured oil on him, and they shouted, "Long live the king!" When Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of Yahweh. She looked, and behold, the king stood by his pillar at the entrance, this 7-year-old boy, and the captains and trumpets by the king, and all the people rejoiced and blew trumpets. The singers played musical instruments and praised. Athaliah tore her clothes, crying, "Treason, treason!" Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds who were over the army and said to them, "Bring her out between the ranks, and whoever follows her, let him be slain with the sword." For the priest said, "Don't kill her in Yahweh's house." So they made way for her. She went to the entrance of the horse gate to the king's house, and they killed her there. Jehoiada made a covenant between himself and all the people and the king that they should be Yahweh's people. All the people went to the house of Baal and broke it down, broke his altars and his images in pieces, and killed Mattan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. Jehoiada appointed the officers of the house of Yahweh under the hand of the priests, the Levites, whom David had distributed in the house of Yahweh to offer the burnt offerings with rejoicing and singing, as it is written in the law of Moses. So the people get on this great cusp of enthusiasm. Let's run around, smash up idols, smash up everything that's to do with Baal. And you read this several times. People get really worked up and, "Oh, we love Yahweh, break down all the altars." But then in no time at all, you're reading that they're back worshipping them. It just shows that there's a group mentality. That is, everybody can get very worked up together over religious things. But really, what counts is who you are when no one's looking. It's what you're thinking about as you walk to school, as you drive to work, as you lay awake at night before you go to sleep. It's what you think about in your old age, maybe in an old folks' home. That's what matters. It's not being caught up in the cusp of some, you know, great religious enthusiasm because everybody else is doing it. And as you see in the history of the kings, that really doesn't really work. He set the porters at the gates of the house of Yahweh that no one who was unclean should enter in. So the people of the land rejoiced and the city was quiet. Athaliah they had slain with the sword. So it's the same as when you read, as we did just now, that when they offered the offerings, they rejoiced. There is joy only really in going God's way and doing the right thing before God.